It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to a post-Super Bowl edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And you know, Scott, some fans in Arizona got quite a show during the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, and I don't know if it was a penalty flag or what, but they definitely saw something getting thrown there.
Yeah, I know. Wow. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Comcast, apparently their local Comcast, threw some pornography up during the middle of the Super Bowl, and wow, what a penalty flag that was.
Yep, and the word we're receiving is that it was intentionally done by an employee who they are seeking out and planning action against. And also we're hearing that all the people who were affected by the porn show during the Super Bowl are getting a $10 credit on their bill from Comcast.
Yeah, that could be a FCC fine right there, but...
No, there won't be an FCC fine. They're legally okay because it's on a cable network. It's not over-the-air broadcast, so they'll get away with it.
Wow, but, yeah, speaking of the Super Bowl, Scott, did you see the 3D commercials that they had?
I did, and I was disappointed.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were disappointed, too. There was only a couple of scenes. Like, there was this one scene where he was playing with a ping-pong paddle where the ball really kind of grabbed at you, but that was really about the only thing that I saw that was really impressive with this new 3D technology that NBC was running.
Yeah, the opening, the whole ping pong ball thing, and a couple other things at the very beginning when they said they're doing 3D was the only impressive 3D I really saw on it. And watching at home on my 60-inch high definition TV with the glasses on, the colors looked like mud. It was really bad.
Yeah, I think the quality of the glasses was what kind of made the experience really crappy, because the 3D that we saw at the Consumer Electronics Show was nothing like what they put out at the Super Bowl. In fact, it was quite awesome that we saw at CES.
Right, and I went and saw a movie a couple weeks ago. My son, I can't remember the name of the movie, but it had John Travolta playing the voice of a dog. And it was in 3D, and it was amazing. The 3D in the theaters right now, don't be afraid of 3D, because what you saw from NBC and Chuck in the Super Bowl, because the 3D they're showing now is not like that at all.
Yeah, the 3D that they're showing in theaters, so it's Scott saw Bolt in the theaters, but it seems like Pixar is doing a lot of stuff in 3D, so a lot of their future movies coming out are going to be in 3D.
In fact, all their animated movies are going to be 3D from here on out.
So, speaking of the Super Bowl... it seems like super things are happening over at Dish.
Oh, yeah. It's been a wild week. A couple weeks ago, I wrote in my multi-channel news column, I said that it was the calm before the storm. And, folks, the storm is here. And on February 1st, we saw the first evidence of the storm with Dish Network lighting up some new HD and also removing some HD.
Yeah, it looks like the Smithsonian was removed, and Fox News and Crime and Investigation Network in High Definition, as well as Fox Business Channel in HD, has been added.
Well, actually, the way it went was on February 1st, Dish added the Crime Investigation Network and dropped Smithsonian HD. The word I'm hearing, though, is Smithsonian has a good chance of coming back. Negotiations are going well there. So let's keep hoping for that one, even though Smithsonian's been kind of disappointing because of the number of repeats being shown. And I understand that for the next year, they only got about 200 hours of new programming planned. So that's a lot of repeats.
Yeah, that's almost Voom-like right there.
That's worse than Voom. I mean, Voom had thousands and thousands of hours of programming. But Smithsonian only has... a couple hundred hours of programming, and it's repeating over and over and over again. It's getting bad.
Yeah, the lining under the carpet of this is it looks like Fox Networks and Dish Network is finally, they're acting like partners, and they're not acting like children anymore, and they're actually coming to agreements on things.
Yeah, what I've read elsewhere is that on January 31st, they came to a settlement between the two companies. As you may remember, back in December of 2006 or 2007, I don't remember the date offhand. Fox sued Dish Network for $50 million because they were saying that Dish Network was not including Fox News in its most popular package, which happened to be America's Top 100. They were carrying it in America's Top 200. From the deal of the settlement, and they haven't went into very many details, it appears that Fox News is indeed moving to the 100 tier as part of the settlement. And in addition, they're adding the new Fox Business News channel, and they've added Fox News HD. Now, another thing they've added, but it's not available yet, is Fox Business HD. It was uplinked yesterday, but it was not turned on. And an interesting factoid is that actually yesterday morning, early in the morning, I got a text message from one of my contacts at Dish Network who said that Fox Business and Fox News HD, all those channels there, were coming this Wednesday. I was very, very shocked to get home last night to find Fox Business on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and because it wasn't supposed to be on yet. And the other thing that was kind of screwed up was the Fox News HD. They screwed that one up as well because they were showing it in red in people's guides. It wasn't supposed to be there at all. And they got so many phone calls for it, they pushed the button early and launched Fox News HD early instead of waiting until Wednesday to bring us that new service. So on Wednesday, it would not surprise me to see Fox Business News HD also appear on Dish Network's lineup.
Yeah, the reports that I've been reading from the forums is that some people are getting it, some people aren't. The programming packages haven't quite been fixed yet, to where I think it was the HD-only subscribers weren't getting the channel.
Yeah, that's all supposed to be fixed. The as I say, it was supposed to be uplinked and put up there in ready mode so they could flip it on, but the package flags were not set correctly at the uplink center. And what I heard this morning was that they're not expected to fix that until Wednesday. And again, Fox Business HD is up there in testing right now, and it would not surprise me to see that switch flipped on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's definitely good news, and congratulations to Dish Network subscribers. I'm proud to see that they're adding programming to their packages, and from what I understand, Snoopy's going to be dancing for a long time.
Well, yeah, I keep hearing, and this is unconfirmed rumors from the inside, that Dish has a lot more HD planned for the rest of the month and into March. We should be seeing soon the Viacom channels. We could possibly be seeing more channels from Fox News Corp. Including channels like Speed HD and FX HD. Not 100% guaranteed on those, but you got to think that if they made a contract for the Fox News channels, that the other channels which Fox owns are probably renegotiated at the same time as well.
Yeah, that's definitely good news there. And have you heard anything on the regional sports network front, Scott?
Nothing on the regional sports networks. Last year at Team Summit, they announced that a number of the RSNs would be going 24 hours a day by the end of the year. The end of the year came and went, and there's still no 24-hour-a-day regional sports networks in HD on Dish Network, which is kind of disappointing. One of the channels we didn't really mention too much was the Crime and Investigation channel, which was added on Dish Network. That's an A&E channel, and a lot of people aren't happy about it because it's mostly all old network repeats. But for me, I've actually enjoyed seeing some of these shows like Nash Bridges in full high definition because I've never seen them in high definition before, so it's actually kind of interesting watching these shows.
Yeah, it is, Scott. In fact, a lot of people expect these channels to launch and all their old programs to be in full glorious high definition, but unfortunately, reality is they were filmed before high definition was even considered a format, and unfortunately, that's the format that they are in is the format that they are being broadcasted in.
Right, and I predicted the storm. The storm is now here. Another interesting factoid is on Wednesday, and you're probably hearing this on Wednesday, so today, Dish Network, they're going to be having a retailer chat, which is kind of interesting, so hopefully they give some insight to the retailers, and hence Satellite Guys readers, what they're doing with HD, because I hear a lot of it's coming down the line, and it's coming up very, very fast, and people are going to be very, very happy.
And that retailer chat is at noon Eastern, Scott?
Noon Eastern time, we'll be doing a live recap, which usually means it's delayed about 5-10 minutes while I watch it on my Slingbox, and I'm able to capture screen captures and type so I don't miss and screw up what they're saying on TV when I chip in into the recap. So we will have that recap on Satellite Guys. Look for that tomorrow at noon time.
Yeah, very good. And speaking of launches, we understand that SEAL 2 is at home at 129 degrees orbital location, and they have finally brought it online, and the signal is coming in fantastically.
Right. As I reported last week, the handoff date from Americom and CL, the CL company, was on February 3rd, and exactly at midnight Pacific time, shortly after midnight actually, Dish Network started loading channels onto CL2. And now a number of Satellite Guys members have been taking signal readings, and on transponders they were getting 40s on, they're now getting 80s and above, which is a big, big signal increase for them. So it looks like CL2 is the fix that the doctor ordered.
Yeah, exactly. That's a 40-point increase right there. And that's fantastic. And I wish Dish Network good luck with that satellite. And hopefully we'll see a lot more healthy launches coming down the line this year with satellite launches.
Right, and the CL2, they're going to continue offloading stuff off the old satellite and moving it to CL2 throughout the week and probably into early next week. And then from there, you're going to start seeing them light up new local into local areas. It's going to be a slow rollout. I mean, and you know, we've seen a lot of stuff in the uplink activity of towns that they're planning on uplinking. Don't expect all the towns to be turned on at once. It's going to be a couple towns here, a couple towns there. The reason they kind of loaded them up in the uplink reports before CL2 went live is because they did it in the past, and a couple of the older receivers couldn't handle all the guide data that was coming down the line. So they put all this the new locals up there as a test to make sure that it wouldn't lock up the boxes before CL2 actually became available.
Now, Scott, are those spot beams still, are they transmitting already? So that way, even though their locals aren't technically there, they can still receive that spot beam?
Not yet, but within the next week or so, they should all be lit up.
That's very good. And this is definitely good news for Dish Network customers as well as DirecTV customers. Hopefully, DirecTV will see what Dish is doing, and they will also launch some of some new high-definition content where they currently have static high-definition content.
Right, and speaking of DirecTV, there's been a lot of talk online of what's happening with NASCAR Hot Pass. And there's been some confusion at another forum by somebody going over there and saying that NASCAR Hot Pass is not canceled for the season. Let me tell you, I've spoken with the people who produced NASCAR Hot Pass, who are part of the television crew, the directors and producers and camera people and stuff like that. Hot Pass, as we know it, is no longer on DirecTV. We do know that DirecTV is working on something that's supposed to make NASCAR fans happy. We don't know any details about it, if it's going to cost anything, but NASCAR season is only a couple weeks away. Now, in that regard, I was told by DirecTV that they're looking at doing something, but the negotiation process between them and the networks that carry NASCAR is going a little slower than expected, but they do plan on announcing some kind of NASCAR, I don't want to say package, but some kind of NASCAR special feature for DirecTV customers for the next upcoming NASCAR season, which starts in just a couple weeks.
Yeah, I was really disappointed with the fact that we haven't heard anything from DirecTV yet. In fact, next week is this coming Sunday is the Bud Shootout with the official Daytona 500 starting in next week on the 14th, I think it is. But I was really disappointed in the fact that they did get rid of this package because it was such a great value. And not only that, there was a lot of specialty coverage that was included in the package.
Then that's probably why the package had its own demise, because the coverage that DirecTV was so top-notch. I mean, the coverage that they did was like a mini broadcast for each of the four drivers they covered. They had their own announce crews, they had their own cameras, they had their own onboard cameras so they could talk to the driver. It was really, really well done. In fact, so well done that it probably cost them more to produce NASCAR Hot Pass than what they made in profit, and that's ultimately what's caused its demise.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but we'll see what DirecTV puts together for this year. Hopefully it'll be something that's just as good.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of DirecTV, if you want to beta test some really good software right now, and you have some HR boxes in your house, and you're looking to be a guinea pig, there's some good beta software coming out in this CE program, and we really need some good beta testers here at Satellite Guys to help out DirecTV make their software even better. So if you haven't participated in the CE program yet, stop by the CE forum. It's in the DirecTV forum. And check out the rules and descriptions of things, and make sure it's something you want to do before you actually go out and do it, because you are beta testing software. It is buggy, but you may get to see some new features, and you may help DirecTV make their service even better.
Yep, exactly. And with that said, also, don't be surprised if you don't test out new features if you're just trying to make the software more rock-hard and stable than what it already is. I know recently a couple people have commented saying, hey, this kind of sucks when because they're not getting new features. It's just a part of the program, and it has its slow cycles as well as its exciting cycles.
Yep, and I think some of the upcoming features that I've heard about are really, really exciting, and it's something that Dish isn't doing, and it's only from DirecTV, so check that out.
Yep, and well, Scott, that's music.
All right, well, Bob, hopefully this episode was more exciting than Chuck in 3D on Monday night, because that show stunk.
Oh, yes, and hopefully it wasn't as exciting as the little Comcast special.
Well, at least the Comcast special got a rise. Anyways, we gotta go.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon. We'll be right back.